I call it my thread to sanity because when I'm angry or something's wrong, I pick up that basket because everything that's in my mind disappears. Everything that I'm thinking about is gone. I don't worry about my troubles. I don't worry about my aches and pains. It all becomes relaxed. You know, I'm just melting into my work, enjoying my time, and I could do it all day long. My name is Ilshele. I'm Auhada, and I belong to the Eagles Gitan Gitani. In my family, because I come from a long line of weavers, form follows function. That simply means that if you see a basket with fisheye on it, that was always a clam basket. Or you could recognize a seaweed gathering basket. It was always used for only gathering seaweed. Form follows function. That was what I was always taught to believe. When you do cedar clothing, it's always traditional. They didn't make form-fitting clothing. It was meant to keep you warm. So I got a call from somebody who said, I know you do cedar clothing and I'd like to have a contemporary piece. And I said, well, I'm very traditional. I don't know what that means. And so he had a couple suggestions that I kept shooting him down. And I said, let me think about it for a couple weeks and I'll call you back. And I had just bought a dress form. And it was in the living room and I'm thinking, why did I get that dress form? Then it dawned on me. I'll make a bustier. So that was my first piece. And my contemporary pieces were so well received, my mind just went insane. I started thinking of all these things. I started doing, you know, I can make a necktie out of cedar bark. I can make a bow tie. I can make, you know, this, I can make that. At that point, my mind was, anything was possible. And I'd always have dreams about dresses, and I have one more stuck in my head.